This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo Saturday accused Iran of leading attacks on Saudi oil plants that have cut the kingdom's output roughly in half as he ruled out Yemeni involvement and denounced Tehran for engaging in false diplomacy. As VOA's Ed Uranium reports, a group is taking full credit for the attacks.
Yemen's Houthi militia's military spokesman, Colonel Yahya Saria, claimed responsibility for the drone attacks on Saudi oil facilities and vowed to increase them if Saudi coalition forces continued their strikes on targets inside Yemen. He says that 10 Houthi drones hit two Saudi Aramco oil facilities in the east of the kingdom early Saturday and that they received direct hits. He says the attacks are being dubbed Operation Balance of Terror and are a response to what he called the ongoing crimes of blockade and aggression on Yemen since the Saudi-led coalition began battling the Houthis 5 years ago. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Supporters of the ongoing protests for democratic reforms in Hong Kong have clashed with supporters of the central government. Sarah Bassett.
Hundreds of pro-Beijing demonstrators waved Chinese flags and chanted slogans at a plaza in the densely packed Kowloon district. Counter-protesters quickly gathered there, sparking tension as the two camps heckled each other. The situation turned chaotic with groups of people trading blows, some using umbrellas to hit their opponents. Police moved in to defuse the situation, detaining a number of people. The clashes came after several nights of peaceful rallies that featured mass singing at shopping malls by supporters of the months-long protests. I'm Sarah Bassett.
And this is VOA News. The White House said Saturday that the son of Al-Qaeda founder Osama bin Laden has been killed in a counter-terrorism operation in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region. AP's Ben Thomas.
Hamza bin Laden had been viewed as an eventual heir to the leadership of Al-Qaeda, and the group's leader, Ayman al-Zawahiri, praised him in a 2015 video, introducing him as a lion from the den of Al-Qaeda. Hamza bin Laden began appearing in militant videos and recordings that year. In January 2017, the U.S. named him a specially designated global terrorist after he released audio and video messages calling for attacks against the U.S. and its allies. He hadn't been heard from since a March 2018 message in which he threatened the rulers of Saudi Arabia.
The White House says the operation was carried out in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region, but offers no further details, such as when Hamza bin Laden was killed or how the United States confirmed his death.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Forecasters are closely monitoring Umberto, the latest storm development expected to become a hurricane in the coming days. It is moving away from the Bahamas and was not a threat to the battered region like Hurricane Dorian was. As the Bahamas recovers from Dorian, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says rebuilding efforts there require rich countries to contribute to climate and development financing.
The financial cost of the damage caused by Dorian is not clear, but it will be in the billions of dollars, and the Bahamas cannot be expected to foot this bill alone. These new large-scale climate-related disasters demand a new multilateral response.
Umberto is expected to strengthen into a hurricane by Sunday night when it's projected to be well east of Florida's east coast in the Atlantic Ocean. The funeral of former Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe unfolded in Harare Sunday. We get more from Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda.
Foreign leaders, supporters, and ordinary citizens all here to honor the man who led the country for 37 years. From its war of liberation from white minority rule to the military coup that ended his reign just 2 years ago. The man who replaced him, President Emmerson Mnangagwa, pushed against critics of Mugabe's legacy.
A lie heavily sponsored by a retrogressive narrative falsely framing the late comrade Mugabe, giving him many false names, routinely and systematically vilifying him.
This is a complicated moment for Mnangagwa and Zimbabwe, and it's reflected in Mugabe's burial plans.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.